Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in Romans chapter 1, and we're finishing up a section that's been talking about God revealing himself through creation and through our conscience. And Paul ends this little section by showing that our only hope for eternal life is a supernatural hope. Humanity's eyes are blinded, our hearts are darkened, our minds are futile. And what we need is not more information, but what we need is transformation. And that's why God sent Christ. The light of the gospel breaks through our darkness. Jesus came to do what we could never do, to open blind eyes, to heal hard hearts, and to bring us from death to life. So when we read Romans 1, we might think that it's just an indictment, but it's not. It's also an invitation. God has revealed himself through conscience and creation, but he saves through the cross of Jesus Christ, and he invites all to come to him through Jesus. So you can thank God today for shining his light into your darkness through Christ. You can also pray for Sashir, our national change maker in Nepal, and also the people of the Philippines as they listen to the Taboli Upper Life Word broadcast. One last thought. The same God who said, "Let there be light," has shined in our hearts through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. So don't reject the light. Receive it and live.